Hallelujah. 奉主耶稣圣名做见证。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I give testimony.
感谢主耶稣基督的安排带领。
I thank the guidance of Lord Jesus Christ.
再次回到我们温哥华教会来。
I can come to Vancouver Church once again.
跟我们一起聚会敬拜神。
So I can have service and worship God with all.
愿主耶稣基督的恩典与我们同在。
May the blessing of Lord Jesus Christ be with all of us.
祝福我们大家。
Bless all of us.
尤其在这新年的开始。
Especially in this New Year's beginning.
今天是安息圣日。
Today is the Holy Sabbath day.
神所赐福的圣日。
This is a day when God gives out His blessings.
愿主与我们同在。
May the Lord be with all of us.
亲自带领祝福我们。
May the Lord guide us and bless us.
让我们在今天里头享受安息，同时领受神从上头来的赐福。
So that we may gain rest as well as peace and blessing from above.
早上我想跟大家分享的是神为人做皮衣。
This morning topic I would like to share is how God made garments of skin for men.
这是一件很特殊的事情。
And this is something that is very special.
记在圣经里头。
It is recorded in the Bible.
当我们人类的始祖亚当夏娃犯罪之后。
When Adam and Eve sinned against God.
神为人做了第一件很重要的事情。
God did something very important.
解决了人与神之间很重要的问题。
And therefore God solved the problem for men, all mankind.
这件事情也是要表明神救人的奥秘。
When God did this, God also explained how His salvation is going to come about.
所以今天我们要从圣经里头来分享这件事情。
Today, let us share this one event.
愿主耶稣圣灵带领，让我们多能够从这件事情里头认识神救恩的奥秘。
May the Spirit of the Lord guide us so that we can all understand the mysterious blessing of God.
同时来感受到神对我们的大爱。
And we can feel the great love of God through this.
我们请看创世纪。
Let's all turn to the book of Genesis.
第三章。
Genesis chapter 3.
创世纪第三章。
Genesis chapter
3. 创世纪第三章记载人类始祖啊怎么样犯罪。
Genesis chapter 3 records the fall of man.
因为魔鬼啊借着很狡猾的蛇来引诱夏娃。
Now, the Satan, through the help of the deceitful serpent, has allured Eve.
夏娃受到蛇的诱惑，失去了对神的信心。
Eve lost her faith to God.
因此听从了撒旦的话，就违背神的诫命犯罪。
And so Eve sinned against God.
犯了罪之后啊，亚当夏娃两个人说他眼睛明亮。
After they have sinned, Adam and Eve found that their eyes were widened.
那个时候才知道自己是赤身裸体的。
And at that time, they realized that they were both naked.
在第七节那里说。
Verse 7 it says.
他们知道自己是赤身裸体的。
They realized they were naked.
便拿无花果树的叶子的为自己编做裙子。
So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves.
目的是要遮盖这个羞耻。
Because they wanted to cover the embarrassment.
但是神到乐园来要找他们。
But when God came to the Garden of Eden to look for them,
那亚当夏娃就藏起来。
Adam and Eve hid themselves from God.
因为他们已经不敢见神了。
Because they have sinned against God and they could not see God.
这个时候神就问他们。
So God asked them,
你怎么知道自己是赤身裸体的呢？
How do you know that you were naked?
莫非是你吃了那我吩咐你不可吃的善恶树上的果子。
Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?
从那个时候开始。
From that time on.
神的审判咒诅啊，就临到人跟全地。
God's curses came upon all mankind in the world.
人就跟神啊，就没有办法见面。
God and mankind cannot see each other face to face anymore.
到看到二十一节。
Let's turn to verse 21.
二十一节这里，神要解决这个问题。
Here God is to solve a problem that the man finds out.
二十一节这里说，真神呢为亚当和他的妻子用皮子做衣服给他们穿。
Verse 21 says, The Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them.
人犯罪之后啊，就不能见神了。
After man has sinned, they cannot see God.
那这件事情对人和神来讲都是一件很严重的事情。
And this is a very important event that happened to mankind and God.
亚当是神的儿子。
Adam is the son of God.
神是亚当的父亲。
God is Adam's father.
因为受到撒旦的破坏。
But through the deceitful skills of the Satan.
父子啊，不能见面。
Father and son cannot see each other.
这个是很可怕的事情。
This is a very frightening thing.
但是神有办法。
But God has a way.
人自己没有办法来解决这个问题。
Man cannot solve their own problems.
虽然想办法用无花果树的叶子做裙子来穿上。
Even though they tried to clothe themselves with the fig tree leaves.
当神来的时候，他们还是藏起来。
But when God arrived, they still hid themselves.
所以人自己没有办法来解决这个问题。
If a man cannot solve their own problems.
那神为人解决这个问题。
But God solved their problem for them.
所以这里啊，神为人做第一件事情。
So here God did one thing for man.
就是当人犯罪之后。
When man sinned.
神就想了这个办法。
God came up with a solution.
怎么样能遮盖人的羞耻。
How to cover the embarrassments of human.
让人能够很安心的来见神。
So that they can see God peacefully.
能够恢复啊人与神之间的这种和睦这种关系。
So that they can retain the relationship between God and man.
神就是用这个办法。
And God has his way.
所以他就为亚当跟夏娃呢用皮做衣服给他们穿。
So God made garments of skin for Adam and Eve.
那我们再回想啊，还没有犯罪以前人是怎么样的。
Let's reflect upon how men were before they have sinned.
我们请看第五章第一节。
Let's turn to chapter 5 verse 1.
第五章第一节。
Chapter 5 verse 1.
当时神造人的时候。
When God created man.
是照着自己的样式造的。
He made him in the likeness of God.
所以当时的人还没有犯罪以前的人是有神的样式。
So before man sinned, they had the likeness of God.
我们知道神的样式，它是荣耀的。
We know God's likeness is splendor and glorious.
神是荣耀的神。
God is glorious God.
那么人既然按照神的样式所造的。
Therefore, since man was made according to the likeness of God.
他也是荣耀的。
Man was glorious as well.
那这个荣耀的样式。
And
荣耀的这个样式呢，它是圣洁的。
And the glorious likeness is very holy and
是没有羞耻的。
Without shame.
公义仁爱。
It's righteousness and loving.
信实的。
And truthful.
那么这样的荣耀的形象
through this glorious likeness.
犯罪之后就消失了。
It disappeared after man sinned.
就变成为不敢见神。
Different man could not see God.
因为已经失去了神的形象。
Because they have lost the likeness of God.
那再看到第二节。
Let's look at verse 2.
第二节说，并且造男造女啊，在他们被造的日子，神赐福给他们，称他们为人。
Verse 2, he created them male and female and blessed them. And when they were created, he called them men.
神所造的亚当夏娃。
God created Adam and Eve.
称他们为人。
And called them men.
有一个基本条件。
There is one first requirement.
就是神赐福给他们。
Because God has blessed them.
那这样很清楚，让我们知道。
From here we clearly know that.
今天如果我们堪称为人。
Today, if we're to be called man,
我们应该是蒙神赐福的。
We should be blessed by God. 啊，
在人的内心里头
，in our inner hearts，
都有这样的期待。
We have a desire.
都有这样的盼望。
We have a hope.
尤其在这新年的时候，更能够显明出来。
Especially in this new year.
到处在中国人来讲，都会贴这个福，这个字是少不了的。
Everywhere we can see people put up little posters where it says blessing on top of it.
那就会知道啊，人是蒙神赐福的。
We can know that man wants to be blessed by God.
如果今天活在这个世上
，today, if today we live on this world,
得不到神的赐福
，we cannot be blessed by God.
那就要检讨啊。
We must ask ourselves.
我到底还有没有做人的这种资格？
We must examine ourselves and see, am I qualified to be human?
能不能享受人的福气
？Can I have the blessing of a man?
好，当人犯罪之后
，When man has sinned against God,
就失去了这个福气。
They have lost this blessing.
所以犯罪之后的人
，Therefore, after man sinned,
两大损失
，They have lost two great things.
第一，失去了神的形象
；First, they lost the likeness of God.
不敢见神。
They cannot, and they're too scared to see God. Secondly,
啊，失去了神的赐福。
They have lost the blessing from God.
那么第一项呢，是感觉到羞耻。
And at first, they felt shameful.
第二项呢
？Secondly,
没有福气。
They lost their blessing.
所以就劳苦可怜了。
And therefore, they had to labor.
人生就变成可怜的人生了。
They have a pitiful life.
那这样的人生活在这个世上还有什么意思
？Then what is the meaning to live on this world？
啊，所以人是可怜的。
Therefore, men are pitiful.
那谁可怜我们呢
？Then who will pity us？
圣经上说，神爱世人。
On the Bible, it says God loves all men.
他怎么爱世人
？How does he love men？
他就要解决人这个最基本的这两项问题。
Therefore, he solves the basic two greatest problems of men.
恢复人的形象。
He retained the likeness of man.
恢复人应有的福气。
He gave blessings to man.
这个就是神对我们的爱。
And this was the love of God.
好，那就在这一件事情上面显明出来。
And through this we can see.
他为我们用皮做衣服给我们穿。
God made garments of skin for man.
啊，所以今天呢，我们应当要穿上这件衣服。
So today we must put on this garment.
哎，这个就是神的爱。
This is God's love.
这件衣服。怎么穿
？How do we put on this garment？
这个是下面呢我们要学习的哈。
This is how we're. This is what we're.
希望我们都能真正穿上哈。
I hope we can all truly put this garment on.
那么当神做皮衣啊给亚当夏娃穿上。
Therefore, after God has made this garment for Adam and Eve.
啊，我们知道亚当夏娃是比较特别的。
Adam and Eve were very special.
他是第一代的人。
They were the first generation of men.
也是我们全人类的始祖。
They were the ancestor of all mankind.
他是神直接所造的。
They were made directly from God.
那我们第二代的人。
For the second generation.
是亚当夏娃所生的。
It came from Adam and Eve.
所以这种经历啊是完全不一样。
Therefore, they had a totally different experience.
神所做的这个皮衣穿在亚当夏娃的身上。
The garment that God made was put on to Adam and Eve.
啊，那穿上皮衣的亚当夏娃了，生下了以后的我们的人类。
So the Adam and Eve with the skin garment has given birth to all the generations.
那我们看呐，人类所生的第一代。
Let us look at the first generation.
他们怎么样穿上这个皮衣
？Let us look at how they put on this garment.
这个是跟我们的经历是一样的。
Who has the same experience as us?
而是神为亚当夏娃这个两个人是人类的代表。
God has Adam and Eve were the representative of mankind.
然后这件皮衣穿在他们的身上。
Once they put on the skin garment,
就代表着神的救赎的计划。
It represented the salvation of God.
也就是神救恩的奥秘。
And this was a mysterious blessing of God.
那么这件神救赎的计划
，and God's salvation plans，
很重要，就是要恢复神跟人之间的关系。
The most important part is to retain the relationship between God and man。
啊，人跟神之间的关系会断绝。
Once this relationship is broken，
就是因为罪的问题。
It is because of sin. It's because of sin。
啊，那现在要解决这个问题。
Now, how do we solve this problem？
要借着啊神所设计的这个方法。
We must do it according to God's laws.
人怎么能穿上这个皮衣
？How can man put on this garment of skin?
皮衣从哪里来
？Where does this garment of skin come from?
我们从圣经看知道这个是杀了羊。
We can see from the Bible that that they have killed a lamb.
这个羊皮呀、啊，做成衣服。
They have made this from the skin of the sheep.
所以当时亚当夏娃所穿的是羊皮做的。
Therefore, what Adam and Eve were back then were made of skin.
怎么会知道呢
？Sheep skin. How do we know this?
我们看第四章。
Let's turn to chapter 4.
第四章。
chapter 4.
第一节这里说亚当跟夏娃呢。就生了头一个孩子。
Chapter 4 here says Adam and Eve gave birth to their firstborn.
叫做该隐。
He was called Cain.
以后又生了该隐的兄弟啊，叫亚伯。
Later she gave birth to his brother Abel.
那么这一对兄弟啊，就是人所生的第一代。
So these two brothers were the first generations of men.
那么这里特别记载这两个人的献祭。
And here it recorded the sacrifices of these two.
那么这亚当、该隐跟亚伯，他们要怎么样见神
？How did Cain and Abel see God？
第三节说。
Verse three it says.
说有一天呐、啊，该隐拿地里的出产为供物献给神。
Verse 3 in the course the time came brought some of the fruit of the soil as an offering to the Lord.
第四节说亚伯呢也将他羊群中头生的和羊的脂油献上。
Verse 4 for Abel brought fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock.
这里我们看到啊人类那第一次的献祭。
From this we can see the very first offering of mankind.
以前我们看不到。
Before we have never seen this before.
这个时候我们看见了。
This is the very first.
所以该隐亚伯他们要见神
So for Cain and Abel to see God
就要借着献祭
They have to offer to God
所以今天人为什么要献祭
So today why do we have to offer
就是要找神
Because we're seeking for God
要去见神
We have to see God
所以从现在从古代一直到现在
Therefore from the past until now
人如果想到神
When man thought about God
想要与神见面
When man wants to meet God,
那一定要透过献祭。
It has to go through offerings.
不管他所信的是谁。
No matter who they believe in.
只要是神。
No, just as long as it is God.
他就要借着这个方式。
Man must use this way.
去见他的神。
To see their God.
这个是很自然的事情。
This is a very natural thing.
那为什么要献祭
？Why do we have to offer?
因为神跟人之间。
Because between God and man,
已经断绝了。
There is a breakage.
那么献祭是一个桥梁。
And offering is a bridge in between.
这个是神所设立的。
This is what God has established.
但是呢，要按照神的方式。
But how do we do this according to God's way?
才能真正见神。
In order to truly see God.
那么这里看到啊，该隐跟亚伯的献祭是不同的。
Here we can see that Cain and Abel's offerings were different.
结果呢也是不同的。
And so the results came differently.
所以并不是说多好，有些人呢认为说只要你诚心就可以，什么方式都没有关系。
Some people may think that as long as you have the heart, it doesn't matter what way you offer from.
这是倒过来想的。
This is not true.
用人为本来说的。
You're saying this from your own.
只要我诚心就好。
From the human point of view, as long as I have the heart, God will like it.
这个是站在人的立场说的。
This is from the human point of view.
如果站在神的立场
，differ from if we see it from God's eyes，
那就不一样。
It is very different.
因为神是为人造做皮衣。
Because God has made garments of skin for men.
只有这个方式。
This is the only way.
才能解决这个问题。
To solve this problem.
只有这一条路。
This is the only way.
只有这个方式。
This is the only solution.
因为神没有做其他的。
Because God did not do anything else.
这个是不同的一个观念。
This is a different concept.
所以今天呢，站在人的立场来想要去找神的话。
Therefore today, if we're seeking for God.
所以一个人有一个方式。
We can all have our own ways.
因为人是自由的。
Because we all have our own freedom.
每一个人都可以自己想。
We can all do according to our thoughts.
但如果站在神的立场来想，
But from God's point of view,
那我们就要按照神的方式。
We must do according to God.
不管有多少人，
No matter how many we are,
只有一个方式。
There is only one way.
这个是我们信仰的一个很重要的啊，要先知道的。
And this is most important of our faith.
那么这两个兄弟啊，
So these two brothers,
他们所接受的一定是相同的。
They would accept the same thing.
谁告诉他？
Who would teach them?
要借着献祭来啊见神。
Who taught them to offer to God and see God?
当然是他的父亲了。
Obviously, it came from their parents.
当然就是亚当啊。
Which was Adam?
那亚当从哪里来
？Where did Adam came from?
从他父亲来啊。
From his father.
他父亲就是神啊。
And Adam's father was
Lord
God. Therefore, Lord God told him.
那么父亲在告诉他的儿子。
Therefore, when the father told his son.
你们要见神。
You must see God.
就要借着献祭。
Through offering.
要怎么样献祭
？How do you offer?
才能见神。
To see God.
父亲一定是对儿子交代得很清楚。
The father obviously would tell his son.
好，对大儿子这么说。
So Adam told his
firstborn. 第一个接受这样的一个这个教导的。
Therefore, the first man to accept this teaching was Cain.
那亚伯是弟弟啊。
Abel was the younger of the brothers.
他接受的也是一样。
And he learned the same.
那结果两个人献祭不同。
However, their offerings were different.
这个该隐呢，他认为啊，我是种地的。
Cain thought, I work in the soil.
我拿地里的出产呐、啊、来献给神。
So I give fruits of the soil as offering to God.
这是我劳力所得来的。
This is what I have gained from my work.
这是最好的。
This is the best.
最诚心的。
This is the most sincere.
没有什么不对。
There's nothing wrong.
站在人的想，这个是最好的。
From man's point of view, this was the best.
但是呢，神就不喜欢。
God was not pleased.
所以这里说，神看重亚伯和他的公务。第五节说，看不重该隐和他的公务。
So here it says that the Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering, but on Cain and his offering, he did not look with favor.
所以该隐就想不通。
So Cain was very confused.
他就很生气。
He became angry.
为什么我这么诚心献祭给你
？Why? Why is it that my offering out of my sincere heart?
那神你为什么看不中
？Cannot be looked down with favor.
他没有检讨自己。
He did not examine
他只想到神是错的。
He thought God was wrong.
神是不对的。
He thought God has mistaken.
神是偏心的。
He thought God was showing favors.
这是人呐、啊、最常犯的毛病。
This was the problem that mankind of.
虽然对方是神，人还是看自己是对的。
Even though it is God, but we often think we are right.
人就是这样的特性。
This is our characteristics.
在该隐的事上，我们可以看见。
From this event of Cain's offering, we can see.
好，但是亚伯就不相同了。
But Abel is different.
亚伯他将羊群中头生的和羊的自由献上。
Abel brought that portions from the firstborn of his flock.
啊，这个是他是怎么献的
？How did he offer?
啊，我们看希伯来书第十一章。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
第四节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 4.
希伯来书第十一章第四节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 4。
亚伯因着信献祭于神，比该隐所献的更美。
By faith Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did。
因此便得了称义的见证。
By faith he was commended as a righteous man。
就是神指着他的礼物做的见证。
When God spoke well of his offerings。
这里。希伯来书的作者在证明了。
Here the author of Hebrews states.
亚伯跟该隐的献祭有什么差别
？What is the difference between Abel and Cain's offering?
为什么神看重亚伯的和他的祭物
？Why did God look down on Abel's offering with favor?
看不中该隐和他的祭物。
God did not look down on Cain with favor.
差一个字。
There is one difference.
信与不信。
Faith and not.And without faith.
让我们知道亚伯相信神的话。
We know that Abel believed in God.
就是这个方式。
By this.
才能蒙神称义。
By Abel's faith, he was called righteousness.
什么叫做称义
What does it mean by being righteous?
有罪算为没有罪。
When he had sin, it would be counted as not sin.
有罪不能见神。
When you have sin, you cannot see God.
没有罪就是义。
Without sin, you are righteous.
才能见神。
Then you can see God.
就是这么简单。
This is as easy, as simple as that.
那亚伯很单纯。
Abel was very naive.
父亲怎么交代？
He was simple and he did according to his father. He did according to what his father taught him. This is faith.
信是不加上自己任何意思的。
Faith does not mean you add your own points and your own
没有通过自己的思想。
It did not go through his own thinking.
只有相信。
He only believed.
顺从。
He obeyed.
这个叫做信。
This was faith.
我们对神是讲信。
When we talk about God, we must have faith.
那对人就不同了。
But it's different with men.
每一句话通过我们的大脑。
Every word that we say, we have to consider this through
our head. 善思而后行。
We must consider what we should say.
这样才是聪明的。
To be wise.
啊，对人要讲聪明。
With men, we must be wise.
用智慧与人交往。
We must use our wisdom to communicate with
them. 对神要讲信心。
With God, we must have faith.
但是有些人倒过来。
Some people do it otherwise.
很相信人的话。
They believe whatever men say to them.
对神呢，却是常常动脑筋。
With God, they had lots of doubt.
神的话，我总要想一想。
They often had to think twice about God's
words. 合理吗？
Is this right?
合我的意思吗？
Is this according to my will?
我喜欢吗？
Do I like this?
只要动一动，
Once、
什么都不用谈了、
啊，
没有一句话可行的。
Once they think about it twice, then they would not do anything.
这样就不可能信仰，没有办法建立的。
If they do that, they can never build up their faith.
所以神的话如果通过我们的大脑。
Therefore, if we often have to consider God's words in our mind.
看亚伯拉罕也是没有办法信的啊。
Like Abraham.
神对亚伯拉罕说的话，没有一句话可以用人的方式去接受的。
What God has told Abraham was not commonly accepted by men.
好，所以从这里让我们知道。
From this we can see that
神救赎的计划
The salvation plan of God
神要拯救我们罪人的方法
How God is going to save all sinners
我有信心去接受
It is only by accepting with faith
不然的话我们就会像该隐
Or else we will be like Cain
用人的意思
To interpret by our own
以我们想到最好的方式
To expressWhat we think is the best.
结果呢，神看不中。
In the end, God did not give.
当我们用最我们想的是最完美的。
When we think it is the most perfect.
我认为这个是最好的。
When we think this is the best.
被人否决了。
But when we are rejected.
你会不会生气
？How would you feel?
如果我一定很生气。
If it was I would be very mad.
我这么全心全力这样，你既然是。
Obviously, everyone would be angry.
所以该隐呢，哇，大大的发怒。
Therefore, Cain became mad.
脸色都变了。
He changed his face.
脸色变了，就变成这个人不是人的脸色好。
And therefore, he did not have a human likeness to him.
人犯罪已经失去了神的形象了。
When men sin, they will lose the likeness of God.
已经不太好看了。
It is not a good sight.
现在神给他一个办法，那你那个这种献祭也能够恢复，能挽回过来。
God has given men a way so that through offering they can change.
当我们见了神以后，我们的形象被神的光照又会反射出来，又这个这样美的荣耀形象又显出来。
Once we see God, God's glory will shine upon us, and we will again have the likeness of God.
而现在该隐的献祭啊，见不到神了，他。就发怒了。
But now Cain's offering did not reach God, and he became angry.
那怒火冲冠了，这一怒的话，那个脸色一变，那就更难看。
Once he had anger in him, his face changed, and he became very ugly.
人看到一定会吓到的。
So I believe whoever saw this would be scared.
所以这个是很可怕的事情。
Therefore, this is a scary thing.
所以今天呢，如果说我们接受神的爱。
Today, if we accept the love of God,
我们就用信心来相信他。
Let us believe God with faith.
我们相信神爱我们。
We believe that God loves us.
好像小孩子对父母呢，就是这样相信。
Just like how children have total faith on their parents.
虽然他不晓得 他心目中这个父母总是什么都会，什么都能呢。
In their minds, their parents are almighty.
所以什么事情就找父母。
And whatever they would encounter, they would go and find.
那父母说什么，那你就相信了，你不会去怀疑的。
You would believe whatever their parents said.
这是当你是小孩子的时候。
This is when you are a toddler.
因为你知道父母爱我。
Because you know that your parents love you.
你完全相信他，他爱我的。
So you believe them 100%.
他不会害我，他不会骗我。
They love us, so they will not lie to us.
再不好的父母啊，做强盗的父母啊。
Even the worst of parents, even
杀人犯的父母啊。
Even parents that were robbers and killers and murderers,
都不会去害他来。
They would not put their children to harm.
所以主耶稣说，你们做父母虽然不好，都会拿，不会拿。不好的东西给儿女。
So Jesus said that as parents, even though you're not good, you would not give bad things to your children.
一定会拿好东西给儿女。
You always give the best to your children.
就是天下父母心啊。
Because this is natural nature.
神是我们的父啊。
God is our father.
天上的父更爱我们。
So our Father in heaven loves us even more.
所以他为我们设计的这个方法一定是最好的。
So the plan that he has given us must be the best.
我们要相信。
We must believe.
按照这样来做。
And do accordingly.
就可以蒙神称义。
Then we can be commended as righteous.
所以这个献祭啊，就是神所设立的。
Therefore, when we offer,
杀了羊，
offering is
有这个羊为我们牺牲代替。
When we kill a lamb and have the lamb to take our place,
那我们就可以在神面前啊被称义了。
Then we can be commended as righteous.
这样人才能见神呢。
Then we can see God.
能见神的话，神的恩典福气才会临到我们呢。
Once we see God, God's blessing and mercy will be given upon us.
所以从亚伯开始。
Therefore, from Abel.
我们看到他所传下来的世世代代。
We can see that this went through the whole generation.
在旧约时期啊，都是借着这样的方式啊，来见神，来领受神的福气。
Throughout the Old Testament, this is how human came to meet, see God and offer to God.
像亚伯拉罕。
Just like Abraham.
也是一样。
The same.
亚伯拉罕献祭给神啊。
Abraham offered to God.
神就赐福给他。
And God blessed him.
亚伯拉罕献什么？
What did Abraham offer?
我们看创世纪二十二章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 22.
创世纪二十二章。
Genesis chapter 22.
二十二章啊，神吩咐亚伯拉罕呢，带他独生儿子以撒到山上去献祭给神。
Chapter 22, God ordered Abraham to take his only son to the mountain and sacrifice him.
看第七节。
Let's turn to verse 7.
那两人呢？这个亚伯兰带着以撒要上山上去，在路上。
On the way there, when Abraham took Isaac to the mountain.
那两人同行啊，第七节说，以撒就对他父亲说了。
Verse 7, Isaac spoke up and told his father.
说父亲啊。
Abraham said, Father,
我儿，我在这里啊。
Abraham replied, Yes, my son.
那以撒说，请看，火与柴都有了，但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？
Isaac said, The fire and wood are here, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?
可见亚伯拉罕献祭是献羊羔。
From here we can see that when Abraham offered, he usually used lambs.
那经常以撒跟他父亲在献祭的时候呢，都有羊羔的。
So normally he would use lambs.
每一次献祭都有羊羔。
Every time they offer, there would be lambs.
唯独这一次怎么这么特别啊？
But except this time.
那怎么柴油啦、火也好啦，那没有羊羔，这个最重要的，没有羊羔怎么献祭啊？
There was fire, there was wood, but there was no lamb, the most important factor of the offering.
那亚伯兰对他儿子说啊。
So Abraham told his son.
这是神这一次啊，神自己预备的。
Because this time God has prepared.
那果然是神自己预备。
And indeed God has prepared.
那预备了什么呢？
What did God prepare?
我们看到十三节。
Let's look at verse 13.
亚伯兰按照神的方式啊，就把他儿子呢放在坛上的时候。
According to what God has commanded, Abraham has put Isaac onto the.
神就说，你不要动手啊。
So God came up and said, "Do not move."
十三节说亚伯拉罕举目观看，不料有一只公羊啊，两脚扣在稠密的小树中。
Verse 13, Abraham looked up and there was there was a ram caught by its horn in the bushes.
亚伯拉罕就取下那一只公羊来献为燔祭，代替他的儿子。
So Abraham took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of Isaac.
把这个公羊献上了。
So this ram was offered to God.
献祭就是跟神见面，在神面前啊，蒙神悦纳。To
offer is to come in front of God to be blessed by God.
好，那看到第十七节。
Let's look at verse 17.
献完了祭怎么样？
What happens after the offering?
哦，神很高兴啊。
God was very pleased.
说论福气啊，我必是大福给你。
God said, I will surely bless you.
论子孙呢，我必叫你的子孙多起来，如同天上的星海变得少。
And I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, as the sand on the seashore.
你的子孙呢，必得到仇敌的城门。
Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies.
并且地上的万国啊，都必因你的后裔得福。
And all the nations of the earth will be blessed because of your.
因为你听从了我的话。
Because you have obeyed me.
亚伯拉罕听从神的话献祭。So
God listened. So Abraham listened to God.
献完祭啊，神就赐福给他。
After he had offered, God blessed him.
这个就是人应该得的。This
is what man should do.
人能够见神。 然后呢，献了完祭，神就赐福给人了。After
man saw God and offered, God will give blessing to man.
哦，所以这个就是神爱人，神爱我们就是要跟我们见面，要赐福祭给我们，就是这么简单哈。God
loves us and He wants to see us so that He can give blessings to us.
父母喜欢跟儿子见面。Because
parents often like to be with their children.
看到儿子，我高兴啊。
It is just like that.
拿东西给他。
Once you see your children, you're happy. You give them good things.
如果不能见面的，我很伤心啊。
If you cannot see your children, you would be very sad.
所以神喜欢见我们的面。
God is just like this. God likes to see us.
我们常常跟神见面。
If we often see God.
好，那见面的方式呢，能够得到神的喜悦。
If we can please God when we see Him.
好，那神的福气就临到我们。
Then God's blessing will come upon us.
我们就可以享受人的这种荣耀。
Then we can enjoy the glorious and blessing of God.
这就是神的爱。
This is the love of God.
好，那么在旧约时代呀，就都是透过这样的献祭。
And so throughout the whole Old Testament, people offered like this.
来得到神的恩典。
They offered like this to see God and to receive blessings from God.
过人真正的生活。
So that they're truly living the lives of men.
如果不能见神。
If they cannot see God,
得不到神的赐福,
they cannot be blessed by God.
那就是愁苦啊，劳苦愁烦。
They will live in sorrow and labor.
啊，转眼成空了。
And everything would be in vain.
啊，那这样就是没有意义了，人生就没有意义了。
Then the lives would be meaningless.
哦，所以神的爱在这里向我们显明。
Therefore, God showed His love here.
他为我们做皮衣。
He made garments of skin for men.
就是设计这个方式的。
This is the way he designed this.
好，那这个只是一个预表。
And this is only.
它隐藏着神真正啊这个救恩的奥秘。
What's hidden in it is God's salvation.
那么真正能够让我们见神，让我们得到称义的是什么呢？
But what truly brings us to God and lets us become righteous?
是神的羔羊。
It's God's lamb.
神真正神的羔羊，神当时杀了就是神的羔羊。
What God has killed was lamb.
以后人献祭的时候杀的是自己的羊啊。
But when men should offer, they would kill their own lamb.
真正能使我们与神见面。
But what would truly bring us to God?
得到神所应许的这个恩典福气呢？
And gain the blessing of God.
是要神的羔羊。
Through the Lamb that God has given us.
所以旧约时代所献的这些只是一个预表。
Therefore, what they have offered in the Old Testament were only symbols.
到了时候，满足的时候。
Because when the time is fulfilled.
神的救恩向我们显明出来。
God's salvation will be shown clearly to us.
这是他的羔羊就显明出来了。
And His Lamb would be shown to us.
我们看到约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn to Book of John, verse 1. Book of John, chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章第29节。
Gospel of John, verse 1, chapter 1, verse 29.
第一章二十九节。
Chapter 1 verse 29。
这里说约翰呢、他在施洗的时候。
Here it says how John the Baptist baptized Jesus.
那一天呢，就看见耶稣来到他那里。
And he can see that Jesus came.
他就做见证说，看哪、神的羔羊。
And John the Baptist testified, "Look, the Lamb of God."
说要除去世人罪孽的。
Who takes away the sin of the world?
这是约翰呢，为耶稣做见证。
This is how John testified for God.
说看哪、这个耶稣啊，就是神的羔羊。
He said, "Look, Jesus Christ, He is the Lamb of God."
他要除去世人罪孽的。
He will take away everyone's sins.
那些羊的啊，人认为时代所献的那些羊啊，他的血，他没有办法真正除掉我们的罪孽。
The lambs that people offer in the Old Testament cannot really and truly get rid of the sins that man has.
只是一个每一次这个暂时性的，让我们能够借着这个献祭来见神啊，来啊得到神的喜爱。
It temporarily brings people closer to God when they offer to God.
不是永远性的。
It was not eternal.
是暂时性的。
It was temporal.
现在神真正要让我们永远性的，就是神的羔羊。
But now this is forever, which is through the Lamb of God.
就是耶稣基督了。
Which is Jesus Christ.
所以在希伯来书里面告诉我们。
Therefore, in the book of Hebrews, it tells us.
说以前所献的那些啊，都是暂时的。
What was offered before were temporary.
不是真正啊。能够使我们的罪得到解除了。
These sacrifices could not really get rid of our sins.
等到耶稣基督来的时候。
But once Jesus Christ comes.
那他为我们献上。
Then he will be sacrificed.
永远成全这件事情。
Then his salvation will be fulfilled.
我们看希伯来书第十章。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews chapter 4.
第十章，我们看到。
Sorry, Hebrews chapter 10.
第三节。
Hebrews chapter 10, verse
3. 这里提到旧约时代所献的这些公羊啊、山羊的血啊，断不能除罪啊。
It is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sin.
这些是叫我们每年想起我们的罪来，让我们知道我们是有罪的人。我们要借着血呢，公羊的血，才能进到神的面前。
These offerings were only to remind us of our sins.
所以每年一直不断的要这样献祭。
Therefore, they must offer this constantly.
那第五节说啊。
Verse 5 it says.
所以基督到世上来的时候啊，就圣经就这样说啊。
Therefore, when Christ came into the world, he said,
说神啊，祭物和礼物是你不愿意的。
Sacrifices and offerings you did not desire.
你曾给我们预备了，给我预备了身体。
But a body you prepared for me.
那燔祭和赎罪祭是你不喜欢的。
With burnt offerings and sin offerings, you were not pleased.
那个时候我说，神啊，我来了，为要照你的旨意行。
Then I said, "Here I am. This is written about me in a scroll. I have come to do
your will." 我的事在经卷上已经记载了。
It is written about in the scroll.
这个是指的耶稣基督说的。
This was what God said. Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣基督按照神的旨意到世上来。
Therefore, according to God's will, Jesus Christ came upon this world.
按照神的旨意他献上自己。
And according to the will of God, he sacrificed himself.
所以主耶稣就在十字架上献祭。
So Jesus Christ sacrificed himself on the cross.
就这么一次。
Just that one time.
就成全了神的旨意了。
He fulfilled the will of God.
看第十节。
Turn to verse 4. Verse 10.
第十节。
Verse 10.
说我们凭着旨意靠耶稣基督只一次献上他的身体，便得以成圣。
And by that will we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
所以今天神所杀的那羔羊预表的就是耶稣基督。
Therefore today, the lamb that God has killed symbolized Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督为我们牺牲
Jesus Christ sacrificed for us.
一次为我们献上。
Once and for all.
他的皮让我们穿上。
He made skins, garments of skin.
就永远呢，我们就可以永远成圣，在神面前呢，成圣就是没有罪的。
And forever we will be sinless in front of God.
所以保罗这样说明。
Therefore Paul explained.
我们看回来这个罗马书
Let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 3.
罗马书第三章。
Romans chapter 3.
保罗在说明神为我们所设立的这个救恩。
Paul explained the salvation God has set for men.
看到罗马书第三章。
Romans chapter 3.
第二节，二十二节。
Verse 22.
二十二节说，就是神的义啊，因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别。
Verse 22, this righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference.
世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Because all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
人犯罪以后啊，就失去了神的荣耀。
After man sinned, they have lost the glory of God.
那么如今啊，蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白称义。
And therefore now they are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came from Christ Jesus.
神的恩典，神的爱，神的恩典啊，要赐给我们。
God's grace and love is to be given to us.
是这个耶稣基督的救赎。
Through the redeeming of Jesus Christ.
那今天我们相信耶稣基督。
So today we believe in Jesus Christ.
我们就会白白的称义啊，神就称我们为义。
We will be called righteousness in vain.
第二十五节他就这样说明了。
In verse 25, it explains.
说神设立耶稣做挽回祭。
God presented him as a sacrifice of atonement.
这个是神为我们设立的。
This was what God established.
那么是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义。
So through the faith of His blood and through the justice.
所以他。以前我们所犯的罪呢，神都忍耐宽容了。
Therefore, for all the sins that we have committed, God has forgiven us.
因着耶稣基督为我们献上，把我们挽回过来。
Through the redemption of Jesus Christ.
人犯罪所失去的。
All that we have lost when we sinned.
借着耶稣基督的献祭把它挽回过来。
Through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, we were all saved.
恢复神的形象。
We were all able to return to the likeness of God
的称义祝福
and become righteous in God's sight and receive His blessings.
这个就是耶稣基督为我们的牺牲
This was the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made for us.
那么他为我们死，我们才能够穿上这件衣服啊。
But once He died for us, we can put on this garment of skin.
那怎么样穿上呢
How do we put it on?
看到加拉太书第三章
Turn to the book of Galatians.
加拉太书第三章。
Galatians chapter
3. 二十六节。
Galatians chapter 3.
加拉太书第三章二十六节。
Galatians chapter 3 verse 26.
二十六节说，所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子。二十七节。
Verse 26. You are all sons of God through faith in Jesus Christ. Verse 27.
你们受洗归入基督的，都是披戴基督了。
For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ.
今天我们要成为神的儿子。
Today to become the Son of Man, Son of God.
恢复神儿子的这样的荣耀。
We must return to the glory of the of being Son of God.
这样的福分。
And this blessing.
那叫受洗归入基督。
We must.Be baptized into Christ.
披戴基督了。
Then we will be clothed in Christ.
哇，神做的为这片皮衣就穿上了。
This garment of skin that God has made will be clothed on us.
羔羊为我们被杀，为我们牺牲了。
Once Lamb of God has been killed and sacrificed for us.
今天我们相信耶稣基督。
Once we believe in Jesus Christ.
借着受洗归入基督里面。
Through baptism into Jesus Christ.
让耶稣基督啊，这件皮衣啊，穿在我们的身上。
We will be clothed in the garment of skin, which is Jesus Christ.
我们就恢复了神儿子的身份。
By doing so, we regain the status of Son of God.
可以见神，可以得到神的恩典。
We can see God and we can receive blessings from God.
所以今天我们在耶稣基督里面的弟兄姐妹。
So today, all of us who are in Jesus Christ.
我们凡事都是奉耶稣基督的名。
We do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
无论做什么, 要奉耶稣基督的名,
no matter what we do it in Jesus Christ's name.
来祷告, 来感谢神,
to pray and to thank Him.
所以今天我们跟神之间的关系,
therefore, today our relationship with God,
就是因为我们穿上了这件皮衣,
it's gained because we have put on this garment of skin.
披戴了耶稣基督,
now we're clothed in Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣的名,
and in God's name,
我们可以见神,
we can see God.
可以得到神的恩典福气,
we can gain the blessing and grace
from
God. This is the love of God.
我们真感谢神这样的爱啊,
we thank the love of God.
哎, 很简单,
this is simple.
只要相信,
as long as we believe,
我们就可以得着了,
we can gain.